Telford, Museum of Iron. Look over there. Michael Darby stretches out his arm and points towards an iron bridge. Can you see the notches in the metal? He asks. Those are the marks of the ropes that held the iron girders together. His audience looks astonished. And what about rivets? Can anyone see any bolts or rivets? No. No one can see any bolts or rivets, because there are none. Instead, the iron girders have been spliced and mortised as if they were made of wood. And they still hold, even after more than 225 years. From 1779, when you stop to think about it, this was before the French Revolution. From 1779 to the present day, the first iron bridge in human history has spanned the course of the River Severn, to the enduring fame and honour of its constructor, Abraham Darby. Even without bolts and rivets. In those days, nobody knew enough about iron constructions, explains Michael Darby. He is a direct descendant of the great man, and he regards the bridge as a part of his family. As it is, he knows almost everything there is to know about iron, because he's a professional wholesaler in the trade. As a sideline, he is also deputy director of the Iron Bridge Gorge Museum Trust. Iron Bridge Gorge, that's what the Severn Valley is called nowadays. The Trust also includes the Coalbrookdale Museum of Iron. Here stand the remains of the blast furnace in which Abraham Darby's grandfather first succeeded in smelting pig iron using coke instead of charcoal. This was the start of large-scale iron manufacture. Most people also regard it as the starting signal for the Industrial Revolution. Coalbrookdale is such an historical spot that Michael Darby doesn't think twice about mentioning it in the same breath alongside Stonehenge and Westminster Abbey. For this was where the first ever cast iron railway wheels and railway lines were made. Here, the Boulton and Watt Company manufactured cylinders for steam engines that were exported all over the world. And it was here, in 1779, that Abraham Darby made the components for the bridge which gives its name to the valley today. The fact that the graceful construction survived the mindless wave of modernisation in the 1970s is thanks to the initiative of the Iron Bridge Gorge Trust. The district authority would have loved to have seen it collapse, Michael Darby recalls with a shudder. They even began negotiations with a scrap dealer to get rid of it. Only at the last minute was the Trust able to scrape together the necessary cash to put forward an alternative concept and save the bridge as an industrial monument. Now the whole stretch of the river valley between Coalbrookdale and the old dock at Coalport enjoys the status of a UNESCO World Cultural Heritage Site. The Iron Bridge, and all the other industrial relics nearby, have therefore been given a new lease of life for the foreseeable future. This is important for Michael Darby. For when he dies, the manufacturing dynasty will finally come to an end after 300 years.